So, last night I was sitting next to our neighbor at Bandfest, which is where all of the elementary schools that feed into the regional high school come together with the high school and middle school band, and they all play some pieces together in the gymnasium at the high school. And I was describing to my neighbor how our older daughter is doing track and field, and how at our first meet this thing occurred to me, which I haven't really seen anywhere else, but for certain of the events, I think the jumps, pole vaulting and high jump, those are the only ones that I think this is true. Right? There's a height that you're trying to clear, and if you clear it, you get to raise the height and try again. And if you clear that, you get to raise the height and try again. If you clear that, you get to raise the height and try again. And it doesn't end until you fail three times at a given height. And you might set a new personal best for yourself, and then the next thing you do is you raise the height and try again. And every single time you do the thing, it ends in failure. You push it to the point of failure every single time. I don't know if there's anything else in this world where that is true. Where, hold on, I gotta stop and deal with this stick on the side of the road. Stand by. Alright, hold on. Nasty spot in the road to have a stick floating around. I don't know if there's anything else in this world where that dynamic is true, where you keep going until you've failed. Not just once, but three times. And that is just baked into the process. What an interesting phenomenon. And what does that mean for your mindset, right? Like you might break an Olympic record. And then the very next thing you do after celebrating is go and try and break it again. And I imagine it's an adjustment for everybody who is used to operating in the paradigm of like a race, right? Where you win the race or you lose the race, right? But it's like there's somebody wins, somebody loses, and you might be that winner. Or any of the other track and field events, right? You throw the javelin. Somebody throws it the furthest, right? You all get a certain number of tries, but somebody throws it the furthest, and that. That's very different than this paradigm where you literally keep going until you fail multiple times. That's probably really hard to adjust to, but once you've adjusted to it, once you've baked that into yourself, it seems to me that mindset is so valuable and so important, right? Because how many other situations in life would it be helpful to see failure as the point that you go to? You go until you hit some sort of failure, right? You push yourself until you hit some sort of failure, and then you know, well, that's as far as I can go right now. And obviously there are circumstances in life where you wouldn't want to do that, or where that carries a greater risk, you know? You're a surgeon. You don't want to push yourself to the point of failure just to see where that is. Or you're an airplane pilot. You don't want to do that. And maybe you know, you don't want to do that in your relationship. You don't want to push it to the point of failure. But certainly, you know, probably the closest that it comes to would be people who are bodybuilders or, you know, weightlifters in general, resistance trainers, and you do train to failure. That's probably the closest that you would get. But even those people, I think they don't push themselves to failure every single time they do it. You know, they'll have a personal record and they'll leave it at that for now and assume that they'll come back and try again. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how my daughter, what this mindset does for her, what this change does for her mindset, I suppose, would be actually be the correct way to put it, because she's just starting out now in pole vaulting and this is a new paradigm for her. And I think it's a pretty powerful one. And I'll be thinking about how that applies to my own life as well. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.